Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to a man whose work is never done.
In a job like yours, even when it's finished, there's always one more thing to do.
And his job is to make your job easier.
It's a very difficult job, and the only way to get through it is we all work together as a team. And that means you do everything I say.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
We're back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging around with me today. If you just tuned in, welcome aboard. We're glad you're here. And if you have been listening already, we especially thank you for that. And as you know, we consider that a sign of high intelligence. Mr. Rick Pinion is with us, ladies and gentlemen. Richard Pinion is our good friend and longtime member of our Brain Trust. He's the president of Pinion Financial Services out of the great city of Bethesda, Maryland, which is very hard by to our nation's capital there in Washington, D.C. And he's our good friend. Rick, welcome back.
Well, thank you, Jim. It's always good to be back.
It's good to have you back. And folks, Rick is our financial planning expert in the Brain Trust. Couldn't do without him. He's given us so much outstanding information over the years on financial planning. And today, Rick, I know you want to talk about annuities. And folks, this is a great tool. It's a very valuable and important tool for you in your financial planning array of product opportunities and options. But before we get into that, Rick has to do a little soliloquy here. He has to cover all of the full disclosure bases that all securities, everybody who is in the security industry has to do. Go ahead, Rick.
Yes, in the spirit of disclosure, I just wanted to remind the listeners that discussions in this show should not be construed as specific recommendations or investment advice. You should always check with your personal advisor before implementing any of the ideas contained in this broadcast. Securities offered through AIG Advisor Group, member NASD and SIPC, and Pinion Financial Services and AIG are not directly related. Also, listeners should be reminded that with any investments, obviously there's fluctuation and possible loss of principal. So be sure and read all the literature before you invest these days.
Well, thank you for that, Rick. And folks, I know that some of you might be zoning out when Rick's doing that. But the thing you need to realize is that's the kind of attitude, that's the kind of full disclosure perspective and practice that everybody that you deal with in the securities industry should be doing. Right, Rick?
That's true. And if that's missing, obviously there's a big problem.
Well, absolutely, and so, you know, do you think a lot of people who maybe aren't used to the securities industry, Rick? Do you think a lot of people don't realize that they should kind of have an antenna up for that?
Yeah, it's one of the watchwords that people should look for whenever they're dealing with a financial advisor, to make sure there's disclosure and that there's an ethical conduct and that they're registered and they're licensed. All this comes about in trying to find a good financial planner to handle your affairs.
Well, there's every investment opportunity comes with what we used to call the due diligence portion, right, Rick? It's where all the things that could go wrong are identified. And sometimes they do get a little silly, don't they?
Well, yeah, and that's where the prospectus. I'm not sure how many people actually sit down and read a prospectus from cover to cover. But I'll tell you one thing, if you did, it's going to give a lot of information about the risk involved in
right.
any type of investment.
Well, and it's a great education tool, Rick. And I guess what I'm saying is, the point that I wanted to get to is, if your financial advisor sort of minimizes the importance of you reading the prospectus, if they say, you know what, don't worry about that, it's just got a bunch of legalese. If they say things like that, if they're sort of cavalier about those things, I probably would go work with someone else, wouldn't you, Rick?
I would run the other direction. Because remember,
you wouldn't go, you would run, huh?
Because remember, all this is designed to protect all parties.
Right.
Because an educated consumer is actually the best thing out there.
Right, absolutely, no question about it. And you really need to know, especially with securities, you need to know what's going on. Okay, Rick, talk to us about annuities.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. I was thinking about annuities this morning coming over here. And when we think about retirement, we're trying to figure out which things we should use to guarantee a lifetime income. Because the number one thing that most people are afraid of, especially seniors, is outliving their income. And annuities are a nice little tool because they allow a person to put money aside and let it grow on a tax-deferred basis. And let me tell you something. Tax-deferred is so huge, it's hard to explain. But to have all your dividends and your capital gains reinvested and not have those taxed until they come out is a wonderful a wonderful tool.
It's one of the great gifts that the government gives us, isn't it?
Yeah, it's almost like an upside down life insurance.
I hate to call the government giving us stuff that we should have already had to start with a gift, but since they got control of the tax situation, it really kind of is a gift, isn't it?
Yes, and also we have to remember that an annuity is for long term. It's you're locking up your money. It's not designed to buy a car next year.
Exactly. Stand by. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to really understand, get Rich to tell us really how is an annuity different from, say, an insurance policy, from a CD, from a mutual fund. We'll do that right after these messages. 20 till, I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me. Welcome back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I want to remind you, next week on Tuesday, the King, not Elvis, the King, Mr. Arnold Palmer, will be, he's bigger than Elvis as far as I'm concerned. Arnold Palmer will be on this show on Tuesday. Looking forward to that. And I'll tell you, I just can't wait for you to get a chance to hear what he has to say. He's just a great human being, and I've gotten to know him a little bit over the last few years. And when you see him acting like a regular person, like a nice person, someone who really does care about the people around him, when you see him behaving like that and you see that little grin on his face that he has, that twinkle in his eye, that's genuine, folks. That's the real thing. He's one of those guys that is in reality what he appears to be. And I'm looking forward to introducing you to him on my show. Rick Pinion is our guest. He's got a twinkle in his eye, too. He always has. That's one of the things we like about Rick. Rick, we're talking about annuities and what... You know, annuities is something that you can buy from your insurance agent, isn't it?
Yes, and you know what, Jim? I'm so glad we're having the show this morning because many people are confused about annuities. You know, they hear the word,
yep,
but it's hard for them to really lock down what the definitions are.
What's the difference in an annuity and an insurance policy?
Well, I think the main difference is that when you take out an insurance policy, you basically have a death benefit that you want to provide for loved ones. So
right,
the insurance policy emphasizes the death benefit, whereas an annuity emphasizes the living benefits.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, like I said, an annuity is like an upside-down life insurance policy because an annuity is going to give you an income every month as long as you live if you annuitize it.
Whereas all right, so what's the difference in an annuity and a CD?
Well, you know, it's interesting, Jim. You know, I review tax returns when I do financial planning, and I look at the first... And by the way, I don't do preparation. Preparation's the easy part. Anybody can do your taxes, but the hard part is tax reduction strategies.
Right.
And I look at the first page of the tax return, and guess what I see? I see all this interest coming on page one, and I look at it and I say, my goodness, you have a lot of CDs.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody shakes their head yes. Because the CD,
and you say congratulations.
I say, well, let's figure out a way to get some of that interest and shield it from taxes.
What they have is a high-class problem, don't they?
Yeah. And so a CD is basically a deposit. It's like a time deposit.
Mm-hmm.
Like a bomb is ticking, and eventually the CD comes due, and the person takes it out, and there's no penalties.
And they're earning interest, but it's taxable, and the dollar is deflating with, you know, as it gets older, right? I mean, with inflation.
Yeah, between inflation and taxes, many times people are walking backwards and don't
right.
even realize it.
Right.
Remember, the only thing that's constant is change.
Right. So an annuity does something different. What does it do?
Well, I think the main thing about an annuity is when you put the money in there and you put either periodic payments or you put a lump sum in there, it grows tax-deferred, course, until you take it out, and it also has a surrender just like a CD does. So there are some similarities, but there's also some huge differences.
You make a commitment to the company that has the annuity, typically an insurance company, right?
Yes, because the insurance company has the actuarial tables.
Right. They have the ability to do the actuarial tables because that is one way that an annuity is like an insurance policy. It is based on your life expectancy.
Right. And you know what's interesting, Jim? A lot of times a person will have a CD and that comes due and they're able to take it out, you know, penalty-free.
Mm-hmm.
And they put that into what we call an immediate annuity. This is different. This is where you take a lump sum, you put it into an annuity, and rather than having it deferred, it's immediate. You start taking out money right away, you know, and based on your life expectancy, you can get a lifetime income. So we're converting a lump sum into a lifetime income, but it starts right away.
Right. Okay, so they put their money into an annuity, and as you said, they can put $10,000 or $100,000 in day one, or they can do a they can make payments, $100 a month or whatever it might be. And when they start doing that, as long as they pay into it as is prescribed, the insurance company will guarantee them certain things, won't they?
Yes, they'll guarantee them. Let's talk about what they're going to guarantee. They're going to guarantee them a lifetime income if they annuitize between, let's say, themselves and their, if they have a spouse. It'll also guarantee a death benefit, you know, for the survivors. So if I pass away, I know that that money's going to pass through to my beneficiaries. Now, once they receive it, they'll be taking it out over their lifetime,
mm-hmm.
and they'll be paying taxes on it because, remember, nobody's paid taxes on that money. It's been growing tax-deferred.
Right.
So, gosh, there's so many things. I mean, I get excited when I talk about annuities because it's one of those unique type of things that not everybody has. And, of course, you don't want to put all your money into an annuity. You need to diversify.
That's what we love about you, Rick. You get excited about annuities. hey, Rick, well, here's an example, I think, of how the a lot of people come into contact with an annuity. Someone in the family dies and leaves them an insurance policy, leaves them the benefits, the death benefits and insurance policy. And whoever brings them the information about the insurance policy says, okay, would you like that in a lump sum check? Let's say it's $100,000. Would you like that in a lump sum check? Or would you like it in an annuity? Right?
Right.
Tell us how that works.
Yeah, in other words, let's suppose you have someone who's a spendthrift, and it's better for them to receive like a monthly income rather than taking all that money, having it taxed all at one time, and then, you know, losing most of it to federal and state taxes. Why not stretch that? Why not spread that over that person's lifetime?
Right.
And what they don't take out in that monthly benefit is going to be left with the insurance company and continue to grow. So, to me, it's right. like a snowball that keeps getting
but
bigger.
But sometimes
and bigger.
Annuities are that if the person, the beneficiary, doesn't live long enough to collect all the annuity money, the insurance winds up, company winds up with the money, right? And I want you to talk about that in a minute. There is a one little string attached there, folks, and I want Rick to explain to us when we come back. It's 10 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with us. We'll be right back. Back, it's 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're having a great visit with our good friend Rick Pinion. Rick is the financial planning expert in our brain trust. Rick, give us your website, please.
Okay, Jim, thank you. My website is www.pinionfinancial, and Pinion Financial is one word, pinionfinancial.com.
And like, you can find a lot of good information there, folks. There's a lot of free information that Rick makes available to you right there on his website. I appreciate him doing that very much. And, Rick, I know that if someone wanted to get some help with a financial planning question or needed somebody to help them long-term with their financial planning, if you weren't in a position to help them, for example, if they were on the other side of the country and it's where you're not licensed, you actually will help them find somebody, won't you?
That's true. Let me also give my 800 number, too, for
okay,
those listeners
ahead.
Outside the Washington area. It's 1-800-296-4427. And that number is good anywhere in the United States.
And by the way, folks, if you want to go back and listen to all the great things that Rick has told us on the show over the last several years, you can find that in the archives that we have attributed to him on my website, which is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Rick, the Dow reached a record this last week.
Yeah.
And closed over 11,722, actually recently closed over 12,000.
Yeah, I can hear the bell ringing now.
What do you think?
Well, I think, you know, it's interesting. I always tell my clients that even though the market may go down, it doesn't stay down forever. So I think this was expected, that the market's going to grow as the economy grows. When a person invests in the market, they're investing in you know, different companies and different you know, areas of different sectors of the economy. So I was excited. In fact, I got a few calls from my clients, you know, saying this is really good, and they're looking at their statements, and that's going to be reflected in their statements in the future.
Yeah, yeah. So maybe our 401ks will go from being from when they became 201ks back up to 401ks, right?
Yeah, and also remember psychologically, it's important for people to make that connection that as the economy does better, they're going to see that reflected in their 401ks.
Right, absolutely. Back to annuities, Rick. An annuity is a good thing if you'd like to have guaranteed income, to have an amount of money that will give you guaranteed monthly income for a period of time, either for life or for 10 years or for a specific period of time. That income comes out taxable as it's distributed, not all at once. But there are some, I won't say negatives, but some other things that people need to remember about annuities.
That's right, Jim. You know, I'm so glad that you mentioned that, because we should always give a balanced presentation. There's no such thing as a perfect solution to every problem, as we know. And, of course, one of the things we have to watch for annuities is that when a person passes away, it's not like a piece of property where there's what we call a step-up in basis.
Mm-hmm.
Those gains are...
Meaning there's the new value is attributed to it.
Yeah, in other words, if I give a dollar today as a gift and that dollar grows to $10 and then the person passes away, they take my cost basis. In other words, they're going to pay gains on that. But if I leave
right.
it in my will as a testamentary gift and then they take a piece of land, all those gains are forgiven.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this is not true with annuities. Annuities still have those gains embedded in there. So somebody's going to pay that sooner or later. So that might be one of the things to watch.
So if, in other words, if a piece of real estate is bequeathed when it's $100,000 and when it actually is distributed as $1 million, the person will pay tax. The beneficiary will pay taxes on $100,000.
Yeah, in other words,
but an annuity, if it starts at $100,000 and grows to $1 million, they'll pay a tax on the million.
Yeah, in other words, they're still stuck with that tax bite.
Right. But if it came to you, you know, I mean, that's not a bad thing. Paying taxes on a gift is not bad.
Right. That's true. And the other thing to remember, too, is that when you annuitize, part of each payment is tax-free as a return of your basis.
Right.
And part of it's taxable.
Quickly, though, Rick, I want to mention that if you sign up for an annuity for 10 years, let's say, or for life, or let's say for 10 years, and you die in 7 years, who gets the rest of the three years?
Oh, that's a good point, Jim. If you annuitize it, you're actually playing a game. You don't know how long we're going to live. And either you're going to win the game or the insurance company's going to win the game. We just don't know who.
And that's the key. That's the thing that you need to remember when you're thinking about an annuity. And this is not a bad thing we're talking about, folks. It's just one of the details that you need to know about. Rick, thank you for being here. Good job today, as always. Give us that website one more time.
Okay, it's easy. It's www.pinion, my last name, Pinion Financial, because I'm a financial planner.com.
Thank you, Rick, for being here. Good job, as always.
Thank you, Jim.
Rick Pinion, ladies and gentlemen, he's the man when it comes to financial planning around here. I got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners, each and every one, and other heroes of mine are our military men and women standing a post around the world. I hope, as I do, you continue to pray for them. They deserve it. They're our heroes. I'm Jim Blassingame, and this program is for you, too.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.